Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
You know what I've really missed over the past year, Jim?
I know personally I've missed a lot of things, but what's at the top of your list?
Definitely going to the dry cleaners. I'm really into dry cleaning.
All right, Patrick, it is now May. Can you believe it? It's May. And
I cannot believe it. Yeah. I really can't.
I know. It's funny how it seemed like the months in 2020 like really dragged, but the months in 2021 have like gone fast for some reason.
It's
like
bizarre.
It seems like the year just started and we're into May already.
I know. It's an incredible thing. It really is. And to think there's only one more month of spring left before summer begins. I can't barely wrap my mind around it.
I know. So it is starting to get hot here in the D.C.
Yep.
area.
Oh, yeah. We've had a couple warm days. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been out there schwitzing a couple days.
Oh, and this reminds me.
Warm.
This is a very... Oh, here's a good suburban talk we should have here on Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
How nervous are you, or do you even care at all, about the coming plague of cicadas that I'm reading about and I'm hearing about?
I'm not nervous about it, but it's going to be really annoying. And basically... You know, we've been through one of these already, at least. I don't know if you lived here when this happened.
No.
It was 17 years ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had just moved into this house, I think, or maybe had been here about a year or so. And our old dog, Doc, was a puppy, and he must have eaten 80,000 cicadas.
Wow.
So, yeah, he just was just eating them because they were just falling out of the sky. You know, we'd take him on a walk, and they'd just be falling on the ground. So, one point, we had to keep him inside so he wouldn't eat too many. But yeah, it was just a constant low-level hum. But luckily, my ears ring like that anyway. So after all the concerts I've been to, so it's fine.
So by the time people hear this episode, this may have already started. I think it's supposed, as we're recording it, it's supposed to happen within the next week or two, I think. It's supposed to start.
Yeah, it's,
I don't know. But if you don't know what we're talking about, it's the 17-year cicadas.
Yep.
And so they literally like, they have lived underground for 17 years and then they pop up and they do their like 1 month worth of like mating. And then the new cicadas go back underground for 17 years and then they pop up again then. So it's like one of the weird, you know, quirks of nature, right?
Yeah.
And supposedly the mid-Atlantic where we are is like it's like ground zero for this to happen, because
it kind of is.
17 years ago I was living in Louisville and I remember it being a thing there. Like I remember we had like stories in the paper about it and stuff, but I don't remember it being particularly bad. I understand it's way worse here, and what I'm about to encounter
right.
may not be quite
you're
prepared
right.
for.
Yeah, this mid-Atlantic area is definitely the ground zero of this, and man, it's going to be some serious buzzing and humming and all kinds of things flying through the air. It's a weird phenomenon.
Hmm.
But it's going to make it different. That's for sure.
Now Shadow, no doubt, is going to eat some of these if Doc.
Oh, I think
did. So. Is there any problem with that? Is it harmful to the dogs?
Apparently not. Huh. Yeah. Apparently they get a little protein. So.
All right.
I think the too many and the vomiting is what you want to avoid.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So. Is he going to get sick
from
eating them?
It depends on how many eats is all I can say, but I don't remember exactly, but I do remember Doc just gobbling him up.
Wow. Okay. All right.
So we'll see.
This is good information. Okay. Well, you may or may not hear from us again.
People, that's right. Yeah. You
know, if we suddenly disappear, this is why we've been smothered by cicadas. All right. So anyway, that's the point about this all is that it's now May. And and so when it's a new month, then we look back at the previous month and new music that was released in that month. And we start off with our picks and then we go to the intern's picks and then we have listener picks and it's a whole thing. And it's really become quite a phenomenon. You know, we get, it makes all the papers and so on and so forth.
Right.
So anyway, here we go. We're going to kick off April new music with your picks today.
Yes, we are. And I'll tell you this, you know how we've wired up a little thing here in our remote recording studios so that whenever I mention the fact that I worked in a record store, ow, I get a little electric shock. We're going to have to rig up another one for when I do new music and I pick African-related music and post-punk together. But
okay.
Guess what? I'm doing it again because we haven't wired up anything yet. So I'm not going to get shocked, but I am going to have two songs that were released in April. One is post-punk and one is African-influenced and, well, directly in this case from Africa. But the first one I want to mention is a band called Dry Cleaning. Have you heard these guys, Jim?
No, I have not.
Okay, cool. I'm very excited about that. I can't wait to hear what you think of this music. They are an English post-punk band formed in London in 2018. They put out two EPs and a single, and have gotten some you know press here and there. And of course, once again, you know, I came across them just browsing, you know, for new stuff as I occasionally do, and saw that they are influenced by Wire magazine and Joy Division. So, as I've said before on this podcast, if you're going to imitate some bands, you know, or use those bands as your musical foundation, those are the good kind of bands that I like. I will listen to your record if you're using 78, 79 post-punk, or as I've later discovered, they've also been compared to Sonic Youth a little bit too. Mm. And you know, if you're going to do those things, absolutely great. I will listen to your music. And they signed to the 4AD label after these two EPs came out, and they released their debut album on April 2nd, and it is called New Long Leg. And why don't we just listen to the second tune, which is called Unsmart Lady, and you let me know what you think, and love to hear, you know, everybody else out. Don't cry, just drive.
Okay, that is fantastic. That is fantastic.
Yeah, right in the pocket.
Totally. I can hear what you're saying about the Sonic Youth comparisons for sure. There's a lot of other stuff going on in there.
Totally.
Maybe some Patti Smith. We mentioned Patti Smith yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm. You know, it almost sounds too good. Like, really? Did they pull this off? I don't know. It's really well done.
You know, that's such an interesting thing, because when your sensibilities get hit like on every pleasure zone, you have a tendency, at least I do, to distrust that.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute. There's got to be something wrong here. But this is really good, man. I'm really enjoying listening to it. Now, it has been given best new music by a certain website called Pitchfork. So that always tends these days to generate some controversy if you follow music people on Twitter. You know, this is like the next big thing. I'm going to get off this before I even get on it. But I don't know. I don't really pay that much attention to that stuff. And I just like listening to this record. And, you know, the singer there, Florence, vocalist, I probably should say Florence Shaw, doesn't do a whole lot of quote unquote singing. There's a lot of that, like you said, Jim, Patti Smith, the great reference point of all that sort of talk, singing, you know, monologue kind of stuff. And there's some all out noise, you know, like a wiry ball of noise stuff going on the record too. And there's some experimental, you know, stuff. It's really, really a fun listen. There's a song about song called John Wick that apparently has nothing to do with John Wick, which I'm not even sure, but I know Keanu Reeves might be involved somehow with John Wick. Yeah. And the, you know, the titles are cool. That's one thing I love about, post-punk music is the weird title. Scratch Card Lanyard is their first single. More Big Birds, New Long Leg, of course. What is that even? I don't know, but check it out, folks. It's on the 4AD label and the band is Dry Cleaning.
This is great. Yeah, so sounds like a band that would be great to see live when that starts to happen, right?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
And I'm curious about how that's going to work, because I see now tours being scheduled and with some confidence now that, you know, they'll be fulfilled. So it's exciting, yeah. But I still think it might be tough for some of these, especially like smaller bands coming over from Europe, especially, I think might be a tough thing for a little while, but
for a while. We'll yeah. And I think these smaller bands that are going to be playing, would normally have to play, you know, at a small club, you know, Rock and Roll Hotel or a Black Cat or something like that. That's going to be challenging. Now if you can play outside at the big sheds, you know, that's probably going to be fine. I know that Wilco and Slater Kinney are touring in August, and of course the big show coming up on July 4th up at Merriweather, Rat and Night Ranger. That's going to be
absolutely
huge. We will both probably not.
I'm already camped out. Okay. all right. That's so really amazing. That's really amazing. Great. So I need to listen to this for sure.
Glad you liked it. Now the other one I want to point out, I'm going to the African music again, The Well. I came across a record by an outfit called Jupiter and Aquas. So I learned that Jupiter and Aquas are fronted by a guy called Jupiter Bonkanji, who's from the Democratic Republic of Congo and has written, performed a couple albums on his own that deal with the uprising there, the protests against the government. There's some, you know, guerrilla fighting, some civil war kind of stuff in the Congo, very political kind of stuff. So in the vein very much of Fela Kuti, and has joined with some other musicians to make this band called Jupiter and Aquas. And what I found really appealing is that, man, they might be singing about the revolution or troubles or hard times, but the music is really danceable. It just combines, you know, all kinds of things. I mean, I'm looking at a picture of the band live here, and Jupiter looks like he has a drum that he jams on. There's a guy back there on congas, electric guitars. There's a keyboard, bass. So it's like a full on, you know, boogie and kind of band. And I've listened to the record a couple times, but again, one of those ones that just knocks me right in the pleasure center. So why don't we listen to the title track of the album that came out, I think April 21st. The album is called Na Kazanga, and let's hear that title cut. Ich kann nicht, was ich kann machen. Na Tamboli, die Tambula, Tambula. Il est temps pour moi de rencontrer mes ancêtres. In Africa, in Africa, in Africa. Banya, by home, Nakosonga, Nakosonga. Ich kann dir sagen. Tambola, tambola, namukiyu. Il est temps pour moi de rencontrer mes ancêtres. Pour que ma famille in Africa. Sous ma famille, my king and my grandfather. Nakuzunga.
That is super funky.
Yeah, it's great. It just keeps that groove going the whole time, and there's all kinds of really interesting things happening like underneath that main groove. And I don't know enough French to know if that's French he's singing in. I do know that that's the official language of the Democratic Republic of Congo, but they also speak a lot of different national languages. I know Swahili is spoken there and some other ones, so I'm not really sure what language that is. There's no English on the record.
Okay.
So...
It's okay.
That's one thing. Yeah, absolutely. One thing to understand. And man, I dig it. I dig it a lot. So it's another one to add to that pile of the legacy of Fela Kuti and the richness of African music, of which it seems boundless to me. So I'm so glad that artists like this are putting out records that we can hear on Bandcamp and Spotify and all those places, and try to support them the best we can. And would now here's another band, man, be a great double bill. Might not work, but with Dry Cleaning and Jupiter and Aquwise. But man, another band I'd really love to see. Maybe we can get them with Mdou Mokhtar on the same bill or something.
Maybe.
Like that. Be great. Yeah, be excellent.
Well, I don't want to give too much away here yet, but you just mentioned a name who might make an appearance tomorrow. Ooh, all right.
Okay. All right. Okay. So hang on. All right. All right. Okay.
Okay. So these were great picks.
Thank you very
great
much.
Picks.
I really, this was wonderful one of the music. Easiest months, although there was a lot of records that came out this month that were really, really interesting. But man, these were like two no-brainers when I heard these. I'm like, done, done. So nothing else was really in the running for me.
Very good. Okay. I handpicked a cover for you to play out with.
Oh,
okay?
Fantastic.
A new cover of an old song. I could pick a song any better for Patrick New Music. I really think
this
could be the end.
Three songs right up my alley.
This could be the end of the covers. Like nothing will ever top this. Okay. So
I might pass out and never come back.
So we'll get to that in a second here. Tomorrow, I'll have some new music picks for April.
Okay.
And then, as I mentioned, we'll have the intern picks the next day after that. So
fantastic.
All right. The show you've been listening to is Rock in the Suburbs, and I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And here we go with our playout cover. Let me call this up here. The band is Wild Pink, okay? And they put out, as a lot of bands have been doing with the pandemic and everything, they put out like a covers EP. It's actually called Six Cover Songs. And it includes there's a Taylor Swift, there's a Bruce Springsteen, there's some other stuff on here, but the one I want to play out with here is this, Patrick. The Jeopardy theme song.
Oh! Man, Oshevitz. This might end it. You're right.
I know you're a big fan of Jeopardy.
Oh, yeah.
So
cool.
All right, so here we go. And it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'll talk to you all tomorrow.
That's right. If you're outside having a beer or a cold beverage and a cicada falls in your drink, that's going to be bad.
Yeah, I'm not eating them. The dog, you know, that's one thing, but I'm not eating them. Okay.
Yeah.